What's up? Mike Mendoza, Fast Real Estate Services. On the commute in Cleveland, Ohio, we're talking real estate, commercial, residential, multifamily apartment buildings, buying, selling, leasing, property management, and consulting. Just going over my week. Week has been a good week. I'm working on three closings, actually two that will probably close in December for my final two closings of the year. A residential house in a suburban neighborhood. I think that one is at $210,000, and a hybrid commercial residential deal. It's a residential purchase that I'm listing that I'm selling that the end buyer is going to use as a commercial development project because it's right adjacent to a commercial district. In Independence, Seven Hills area, and they are planning on redeveloping that land. So those will be two nice commission checks at the end of the year, and probably didn't hit my goal for 2018 as far as commission goes, but I think I'm on track to set up 2019 and catapult to double, even triple that commission income for 2019. At least that's the goal. We're also going to start investing more. I have a little bit of my own cash, but then we'll need to figure out how to raise funds and borrow funds from investors in order to invest in real estate. So the goal there is what I'd like to do is at least in 2019, the goal is 10 units, whether that's in a 10-unit apartment building or in various units that I accumulate, whether it's two-family homes, three-family homes, a four-unit commercial building, etc. So we'll see how that all runs out. I'm definitely confident I can double and triple my income. I basically doubled my income from last year, from 2017, which wasn't impressive, but at least I'm going in the right direction. I think I keep mentioning my income is being supported mostly by my property management, but my property management time and effort spent takes away from the brokerage, which I think will definitely triple and significantly increase my income. But I haven't had a chance to, I'm not spending enough time on that side of the business. So starting to get a little more time using an assistant 10 hours a week to work on strictly the brokerage side of things, and then looking to continue to leverage the newer agents to help on the property management side, knowing also that I have to prepare that these people may leave because they're not building their brokerage business, and they might need to do other things in order to in order to sustain their income. So we will prepare for that, but at the same time we're hopeful that they stick around and give us enough time to leverage the time that I can save from property management to do more investments, do brokerage, and double and triple my income from 2018. So that's the goal. I'm going to write those out. I'm, as brokers and agents, you really need to know how much you're spending, and then also what how you're going to get to your income goals. And that really equates to the number of deals you have listed or tenant representation deals that you can complete. And then that gets equated to number of phone calls, number of leads that you need to generate in order to convert those leads to listings and or convert those leads to buyers if you're representing on the buyer or tenant side, and then finding an investment to cash flow on to supplement all of that, along with making sure that you're evolving your business and utilizing the lessons learned from businesses that have gone under. I think real estate, you've heard me say it here, I just went to a meeting and there's a lot of old school people out there and they want to operate in the old school mentality. And what I mean by that is technology is going to take over brokerage. And because there's so much information out there, because there can be automated systems to create a situation where the consumer basically won't need the realtor or the agent or the broker anymore. They're just going to go straight to buying from an app, and that will get facilitated somehow without the use of a broker and direct to seller. So we'll see how that all plays out. I'm definitely planning on that. Some people might say that planning for that is like planning for, like Noah and Noah's Ark did for a flood that is highly unlikely, or not that it's unlikely to happen, but it's not believed to be happening soon. But I just take a look at what happened to the taxi cab industry with Uber and Lyft, and you know, some other services that got basically revolutionized and taken over by an app, by technology, and consumers going direct. I think you know, one of the things that that people may be attracted to Uber and Lyft is that they exactly know, and maybe not exactly, but very close to what they're going to spend for a trip, and then they can accept it. I think that's the taxi industry was very vague and secretive of that kind of stuff, so you wouldn't know. As soon as you stepped in a taxi cab, you wouldn't know how much you would be paying at the end, and so there's a lot of room for bad behavior and dishonest behavior, or just charging too much for a ride. And so, you know, I think people responded and say, look, we're not gonna be held hostage to this. We're just going to use the Uber and Lyft app. Oh, and it's worked out really well. You know, when I see people from the projects utilizing the service, I just drove some guys this morning from Seven Hills to the Outhwaite Cleveland Metropolitan or Cuyahoga Metropolitan Housing Authority's buildings that they provide to people who basically can't afford housing. So, you know, if a service is being used even at that stratosphere all the way up to somebody who is a millionaire, then you know that it is an efficient and in-demand item that more people are using because, like I said, they can see on their app how the whole system works. And maybe if the taxi cab industry did that, then there would be a lot less cab companies going out of business and so on. So, you know, we're trying to, in a way, get ourselves out of business. But then what that means is we're working on new opportunities to either save us when the business paradigm shifts, when new technology or new demand from the consumers makes itself evident. And that, I think, is more understandable these days than it was 10, 15 years ago. So keep trying to put yourself out of business, see what the next step is. You heard it here. Hopefully I'm historically correct when we listen to these podcasts 10 years from now and see if brokers are the brokerage industry, the real estate agent industry collapses because consumers are going direct, are going to be able to go direct to the seller. So I will leave you at that. We may do another episode here. I gotta commute some more. But until next time, keep thinking, keep learning, but most importantly, just keep doing.